This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Talks on a huge coronavirus relief measure resumed on Saturday, focused on restoring a newly expired supplemental unemployment benefit, fresh payments to most Americans, and hundreds of billions of dollars in other relief, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
We're not close yet, but it was a productive discussion.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi met for 3 hours Saturday with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
We had a serious discussion and we went down piece by piece and saw where each side is at.
President Trump has expressed willingness to extend the $600 per week supplemental unemployment benefit that expired Friday, but is balking at demands like food stamp increases, assistance to renters and homeowners, and aid for state and local governments.
We'll do halfway. Doesn't work when people need homes and need jobs and need housing.
Schumer says staff will continue working through the weekend and more meetings are planned for Monday. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Tropical storm Isaias continues to churn its way towards the Florida coast, with residents warned to be ready to evacuate or lose power as the storm gains strength. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said there is a voluntary evacuation near Palm Beach, and if residents choose to stay, they should be prepared.
Palm Beach and north of there, you should have 7 days of food, water, and medicine. You very well may experience power outages, so just be prepared for that.
Authorities in North Carolina ordered the evacuation of Ocracoke Island, which was slammed by last year's Hurricane Dorian. Isaias's approach comes amid the coronavirus pandemic, and Florida was forced to close several outdoor testing sites. This is VOA News. Mexico has become the country with the third most COVID-19 deaths in the world, just behind the U.S. and Brazil. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Mexican health officials said on Friday there were 688 deaths for the last 24-hour reporting period, pushing the country's total to over 46,600. That's put Mexico just ahead of Britain, according to the tally by Johns Hopkins University. It is well to note that Mexico's population is double that of Britain. The officials also say that Mexico now has more than 424,000 confirmed coronavirus cases during the pandemic. Meanwhile, 9 state governors from opposition parties have criticized what they call the federal government's confusing messages on measures to curb the spread of the disease. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Dozens of people have died in India after drinking tainted liquor, AP's Julie Walker reports.
Police in India say they arrested 25 people on suspicion of selling that tainted alcohol this week in northern Punjab state. In addition, the government says 6 police officers and 7 other officials have been suspended for failure to prevent those sales. 69 deaths have been confirmed, though local media put that number around 90. Deaths from illegally brewed alcohol are common in India, where the poor can't afford licensed brands from government-run shops. Illicit liquor is cheap and often spiked with methanol to increase potency. I'm Julie Walker.
Several thousand demonstrators gathered outside the official residence of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday, as weeks of protest against him showed no signs of slowing. Throughout the summer, thousands of Israelis have taken to the streets calling for Netanyahu to resign, protesting his handling of the country's coronavirus crisis, and saying he should not remain in office while on trial for corruption charges. The SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft undocked from the International Space Station on Saturday, beginning its journey back to Earth with 2 U.S. astronauts on board. SpaceX and NASA plan to bring Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken back Sunday afternoon in the company's Dragon capsule, aiming for the Gulf of Mexico just off the Florida Panhandle. Astronaut Doug Hurley said it's hard to describe what it's been like to be part of this mission.
It'll be kind of a memory that will last a lifetime for me, just all the incredible teamwork and accomplishments, with the highlights obviously being the 4 spacewalks that we worked together.
This will be SpaceX's first splashdown with astronauts on board, ending a 2-month test flight that began May 30th at NASA's Kennedy Space Center, the first launch of a crew from the United States in nearly a decade. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.